You.
I'm just saying, bro. We back episode 94. I'm Earl.
I'm Staff. Y'all know that spill. Go to the YouTube page. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that notification bell so y'all the first to all our videos. We on everywhere you can stream a podcast. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, whatever. Radio, wherever. Public. Wherever you listen to podcasts, we there, man. Go right. Stream us up. But I want to get right into it, bro, because I'm kind of pissed. Because last week, I felt like I was like a lot of Eagles fans or whatever, and I hyped up the Eagles. So, just really quick, I ain't gonna be too long, bro. I just wanted to say, we got humbled this week. The Eagles, you know, my squad, we got humbled this week, you know. 49ers came in there, and I feel like they was real physical. I feel like we wasn't really ready for that. Like, I don't know, like, our wide receivers just couldn't get open. That was pissing me off. Like, they just couldn't get open. So, it's like, damn, like, you take these draft picks all high. You feel what I'm saying? You take these wide receivers all high in the draft, and these dudes can't get open. Like, leave it to right. The Eagles to draft receivers that high that can't get open. Like, are you serious? Like, and then even some of those Jones like that, he was trying to throw down the field and all of that. Devontae Smith had chances to catch him, and he was dropping some of them Jones. So I don't know what's going on with that, but yeah, we just had a lot of missed opportunities, man. Like, when we got the 91-yard reception, just let Jalen Hurts run it in, sneak it in. It's easy. It's not that hard. You saw he rushed for like 80-something yards. I'm pretty sure he can rush for 2 yards. Like, I don't doubt him at all. Like, I think I would put, like, everything I own on something like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, he can rush for 2 yards. He can do that. Like, I'm pretty confident in that. So I was pissed off that we was in the red zone and we couldn't score. I mean, that was pissing me off. So I feel like that's on the coach
right.
A little bit. Like, I don't really put that on Jalen too much. I don't really put that on the – I put it on the team because they didn't execute too, but it's like the defense was playing well as well. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, 49ers was playing good. So, but I put that on the coach. So it's just like, at the end of the day, we got to capitalize on those. Like, then we got Jalen Reagor stepping out of bounds on a 40-yard touchdown, whatever it was, 40, 50-yard touchdown. Like, yeah, he got pushed out of bounds. He did get pushed out of bounds, though. That's the crazy thing. He did get pushed, but still, like, come on, man. Like, you don't let the defender get you that close to the, you know, boundary to where he actually can perfect you
right out
do the perfect, yeah, the perfect technique. They teach every cornerback to do that. So it's just like,
right.
That pissed me off. And it's like, dude, those two like plays or, you know, drives that changed the whole game. Like, bro, like it changed the whole game. So it's like, yeah, we lost 17-11. It was a humbling loss. You feel me? We had to take it easy, but I feel good.
Because
our next opponent is the Cowgirls. You know why? Because I was about to say, I'm about to hand it off to you.
Oh, man.
I'm about to hand it off to you because, you know, like I said, like, I ain't had too much to say, but like, we just need to, first of all, we need to use the tight ends more. I don't know, like, Zach Ertz is injured now, but we need to use Dallas Goedert more, and our receivers need to get open, bro. Like, seriously, it's just that simple. Like, we use these high draft picks on y'all. Get the hell open. Like, come on, stop playing. Like, the game, like, come on, let's do this.
Right.
But I am happy, like I said. We have the Cowgirls this week. Now, I will say, Trayvon Diggs against Devontae Smith. It's going to be interesting.
Why y'all lose this week? You said it was the coaching? That's why y'all lost this week?
It was bad play call, bro. I feel like a lot of times. Yeah, and bad execution, too. Execution, I'm not going to say it.
Yeah. Okay. I can respect that, man. Y'all played a solid team. I mean, the 49ers ain't great, but they ain't trash. So, y'all played a solid team. It was a defensive game. Hey, that's a good job.
That defense better than the Chargers defense, I tell you that. You ain't got to look up in the sky. You ain't got to look. You know what you thinking about. It's facts. That defense is better. 49ers defense, come on, bro. Be healthy this year.
On paper,
be healthy this year.
On paper, their front seven is by far better. I don't know about their secondary, but their secondary was playing really well this week that just happened. So, and they grabbed up. Who they grab up? Josh Norman or somebody? I think it was Josh Norman. They grabbed him up. He played all right. So, I mean, that was a good job. But, yeah, they front seven on paper. Everybody's supposedly back healthy and all that. So, I think somebody got hurt, though. I can't remember who it was. But, yeah, for sure. Their front seven is crazy. But, I mean, look, man. All I know is we beat the Chargers. I mean, we kicked the field goal. We did what we had to do. Obviously, Mike McCarthy almost fucks it up. Like,
don't slide past it, though. I'm about to say, don't just slide past that real slick like that.
He did what he normally always does, basically. He almost did it anyway. He, you know, it's Mike McCarthy, so that's what you expect of Mike McCarthy. He's doing Mike McCarthy things, honestly, to me. But other than that, I think, you know, we could have played a better game, but our defense played well again. They're showing that what we did this offseason actually mattered. And Micah Parsons is still he might be bold.
I will give you that, man. Like, that dude, bold. Man. And you know they say they putting him at right end or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Didn't they do that this week?
I believe so. They're gonna move him around.
Yeah, he's stud, bro.
So I like what I seen. I mean, obviously, I would like us to win by more points, but a win is a win. As long as we ain't lose, I'm happy for real.
That's real.
Amari injured his ribs or whatever. Hopefully, he could play this week against y'all. Cause I'm trying to see him get strapped by Slay, like you was talking about or whatever. I'm trying to see it happen.
Oh, you know it. You know it's gonna happen.
I see it happen live.
You know it's gonna happen. What you mean?
Okay.
What are you talking about? Have you not seen what Slay been doing? Don't come over there.
What he been doing?
Come over there.
What he been doing?
Don't come over there.
Even
I don't know if he Jonathan Gannon defense, they switch and he follow. Hey, don't come to his side. If that's his side, you better stay away from it. And if he following you, that's logs. That's Clint Clampington.
Okay.
That's Clint Clampington.
The third. It sounds real good. We're going to see if
the third.
We're going to see. We need Amari to play. So then CD could get off too. He's going to get off on Steven Nelson. This is
now,
about to be
a. I will give you that. Maybe.
He's going to get off, bro. He's different.
If y'all can rush the ball,
we're going to be
able to. If y'all running game work, what make you think that?
Because we got two running backs.
We're gonna shut that shit down. Listen,
okay.
We're gonna shut that shit down.
It sound good.
You hear me?
It sound good.
We lost Brandon Graham, but that's cool. Like, we're gonna be all right. We're gonna readjust. We're gonna get it. We're gonna get it together. You feel me? Josh Sweat gonna play a little bit more. My man got that extension. They gotta play him more than 40% of the snaps. Like, that's ridiculous. But at the end of the day, you feel what I'm saying? We just going to let the product on the field do the talking. Like, I'm not, you feel what I'm saying? I know I'm supposed to be talking about it and all that, but it's like, I'm so confident, bro. Like,
right.
So confident, bro. Like, I'm so confident. Like, I'll put bread or like, I'm dead serious. Like, what's up? Like, I want smoke with this joint. Like, Shay Sharp, we put some dew on it. I'm not playing.
Man.
This is easy peasy this week. This easy. I'm so happy. I was like, damn, man. Like, really lost to the 49ers. I thought we was going to start it off 2-0, go to the Cowboys.
You said easy peasy.
Yeah, easy peasy. Yeah, easy peasy. In y'all crib. Easy peasy. In y'all crib.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's funny. Everybody expecting us. Like, I know. I already know we underdogs. It's probably like 3.5, 4. Point whatever they probably giving y'all damn 7, whatever they giving y'all 6.5, it don't even matter what they giving y'all. I'm taking the Eagles. I bet you I win some money on Monday.
I hear you. It sounds good.
I bet it do.
It sound real good. Muy bueno.
He talking about muy bueno. I don't believe in y'all. Is Marcus Lawrence coming back this week?
I don't know, but it don't matter. We winning either way.
You might not have Amari. You don't got Michael Gallup. You don't got
Amari. Amari might be the
lineman because he got suspended, right?
Who?
Who's the guy that got suspended?
I don't know.
I don't know. Don't even know your squad. That's how you know your ain't shit.
I don't know who got suspended, but I know we winning as long as Amari play. That's a fact.
Put some do on it.
Now
you is tripping.
Now, if we gotta have CD out there as number one, I'm a lot less confident. A lot less confident.
Why you have any confidence though? Like, why? What?
Because we've been playing well, bro. We've been playing well. We actually, like, we're low key trash for not beating the Buccaneers. Like, that's the crazy part. That was horrible. We had
no, you know what y'all trash for? Game. Almost going into OT with the Chargers.
That game, bro. Well, yeah, that for sure too. But we had so many opportunities to win that Buccaneers game, bro.
That's
had,
real.
Or not even to win it. We had so many opportunities to take control of it, and we kept not doing it.
That's
we
real.
For that, John.
That's real. That's something I can't deny. That's real. Trash.
Now, this John, that's mean. That's, you know, Mike McCarthy. But the other John, that was on the players not performing the way that we were supposed to, because it was some calls too, but it was a lot of plays that we missed besides those coaching calls that could have overcame the coaching for me. So I don't know.
Which is real.
I just think we've been playing well. Our defense has been playing better. I think it's going to be a good game. I think it's going to be a nicely scoring game too, hopefully. I'm hoping this.
I want to take the over.
Put some points on. Put points up.
Yeah, I think I want to take the over. A lot of people was predicting this week for it to be a lot of points for the Eagles, but I think this is the week. I think we're going to go at it. I think it's going to be a shootout on Monday night. I think it's going to be a hell of a game. You know what's funny?
Throwing the ball.
We've been having a lot of great games, bro. The first 2 weeks of the season, I ain't going to lie to you. Like, and we can get right into that. The Baltimore and
a lot of upsets. The Chiefs.
Chiefs game. Like, that game was crazy, bro. Like, and I'm not going to lie, going into that game, I'm already expecting the Chiefs to win. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. They kind of messed one of my tickets. No, they kind of. They did mess my ticket up. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, it's – I did not expect that at all.
Right.
When they was up 11, I think it was, like, third quarter, maybe, like, into the third quarter, maybe fourth quarter, whatever it was. But I know they was up 11 at some point, like, towards the end of the game or whatever.
Right.
And I'm like, all right, it's an easy peasy. It's, you know, easy peasy. Yeah, no, easy peasy pie. He goes, you know, we just
easy peasy.
About to sail to a victory and all that. And then all this weird shit started happening. The game was even weird from the start. Like how Devin Duvernay caught the fumble from Tyson Williams when he was about to fall into the end zone. And he catches it. Like, it was so much weird stuff going on in that game. Tyreek Hill didn't catch a damn pass. Damn, I think he caught like two passes. Byron Pringle and DeMarcus Robinson. Like, bro, that game was so weird, bro. Like, I don't know, man.
Sammy Watkins dropped the pass that could have been picked off, a slant.
Yeah.
There was a lot of different stuff going on in that game, bro.
Bro, it was so much.
2-point conversion at the end.
And then obviously. And then obviously the fumble at the end with fucking Clyde. It was hilarious. Like that, bro.
Thanks.
I don't know, bro. Like that was an amazing game.
My thing simply is it was a great game to watch. And the Ravens defense and Lamar came. Well, I mean the Ravens offense altogether, but Lamar came through in the clutch, bro.
For sure.
I mean
after we just felt like against the Raiders that he folded, which he did.
Yeah, but in this joint, he was holding in the beginning. Then he clutched it in the end.
Yeah, because those two picks he threw was horrible, bro. And then he threw them both the honey badger. That was crazy. His first game back, he catched two picks. Like, leave it to him. First game back to get two picks. But
that's real.
Them passes was horrible. Triple coverage to Marquise Brown. What are you doing, brother? Like that, brethren. That's not a good pass at all. Like, what was you seeing? Like, I don't know. Like, maybe you thought he was going to slip it in there. He thought he had going to laser that joint in there. So I don't know what he thought, but he was tripping, bro.
He thought I don't know, bro. But either way, he came back from that. So that showed what I need to see. He was trying to win the game. That boy was out there going crazy.
And then, of course, another famous fourth down call. Hey, Lamar, you want to go for it? He said, yeah, hell yeah.
I was watching that joint live. I'm like, Why he asking even if he want to go for it? That's easy work. Of course I want to go for it. They about right, to right. go for it.
Don't give me the fucking option. Hell right. yeah, coach. Hell yeah. Because I'm going to be pissed if we lose this game and be like, damn, we should have just went for it. It was 4th and 2, 4th and 1. We should have just went for it. Like, come that, on, bro. We like
we
that.
We got the game right here, and we didn't do it. Take that chance.
Can't give Mahomes no time because you know he's going to know what he's going to do.
Yeah, and you know
what? It was a one-point game.
You only need a field goal, and you know how that offense yep. is. That'd be the perfect kicker. Time that you fucking double Reek and Kelsey, and out of nowhere, Mecole Hardman streaking down the field wide open, some shit like that.
And even if you get close enough, butt kicker, you hit like a 60-yarder or some shit like that. That nigga.
Facts.
So that's crazy. So that was a hell of a game, man. Like I said, this season so far has been crazy, bro. Like, it's no I'm not gonna say no COVID, but you feel what I'm saying? Because obviously, my man, a couple players out, including my man Antonio Brown, because of COVID and all of that. But 1 year past COVID year, you know, like it's beautiful, man. Like, everything is like, I'm just happy. Regular football is back. You get to hear the crowd. You just get to hear it. You know what I'm saying? Football is really back, bro.
Yeah, that COVID year is over, so we finally get to see the full stadium, get that crowd effect and everything. Home field advantage for it. But another crazy joint was that Titans and Seahawks joint. That was crazy. Derrick Henry went stupid. And
appreciate my guy. Got him in a fantasy. Almost made me score 200 fantasy points. Salute to you, my guy. You feel me? But go ahead. I'm sorry, brother.
Oh, no. I just was saying, Titans, that was a great comeback. They needed this game. For real. They was going to start 0-2. And Derrick Henry, you got to remember who you got in the backfield, bro. That's why you got him back there. You handing him the ball, 30, 35 times, whatever it is. You got to remember who you got back there, bro. I mean, I know you went and got a new little unique. A new shiny weapon this season. You mean to add with AJ Brown, but you gotta remember why you got him back there, bro. You gotta remember what your identity is as a team, and that's what they remembered for real. So that's why they came through with the victory. And I mean, obviously, other things had to happen, but those other things happened, and then they remembered their identity and they went crazy.
Yeah.
So that's what it was for me in that game, for real.
Yeah, that was a hell of a game. Like I said, Derrick Henry went the hell off, And one thing that I feel like that was a surprise to me that was this early on, I feel like Ryan Tannehill and Julio was like, they had a good game, bro.
He did.
Like,
he got a touchdown called back.
Yeah, and he still had like a 130. So
yeah.
I think that's going to be interesting going on into the season because obviously everybody thought AJ Brown was going to be the guy that's going to get off this year. So I know he was injured during the offseason, all that. So he's probably starting off a little slow, but it's funny that Julio been getting off or whatever. But obviously, AJ Brown getting them targets. He always lead the team in targets. I feel like it's just he ain't there yet, maybe because I know he had surgery on both of his knees. So that's a lot. So yeah, end of the day, sure. I mean, I guess he'll get there. But one thing that I will say, just to end it, whatever about that game, I heard what's the damn coach name? What the hell is his name?
I don't know, bro.
I can't think of his name right now. Why can't I think of his name right now? Anyway, the Seahawks coach. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, Pete Carroll.
Pete Carroll. Yeah. I was about to say Steve Carroll, bro. That's what I was about to say. But anyway, Pete Carroll. It was interesting. After the game, he kind of blamed it on Russell Wilson. And I think that's crazy. I feel like he should. And I heard somebody else say this. I don't know whether it was Marcus Spears or somebody I heard or ESPN talk about this. They was like, how dare he? Like, you don't say nothing to Russell Wilson. And I feel that. Like how you going to blame that on Russell Wilson? Like, he felt like he was like, yeah, I feel like he could have got us out of that. He said something like that. And I thought that was interesting. Like, why are you throwing him under the bus like that? Especially now. Maybe, like, you trying to get back at him because all that offseason stuff, whatever. But right. Come on, dog. It's never Russ' fault, even if it's a bad drive. All the stuff that Russ been put through, come on, bro. Y'all focusing on the defense all these years and not giving him no weapons and all that. Y'all just start giving this man weapons, so stop it. Cut it. Like, cut out the foolishness. You feel me? I did want to say that. But I wanted to talk about the Cardinals game because last episode I was talking about the Cardinals maybe being Super Bowl contenders.
Rondell!
He's stupid though. He's stupid.
He's going crazy.
Yeah, he's out of pocket. He's out of pocket. I need to get him in fantasy. He's going to go crazy because AJ Green is going to get hurt eventually. Oh, my fault. AJ Green is going to get hurt eventually like he always does. And Rondell Moore, he's already out targeting him. Like, if they all healthy. But right. Once he get that more target share, like, bro, he's ridiculous. He got held on one of the touchdowns, I feel like. I felt like they held him back and he couldn't really get there on one of them. Like, bro, on one play, like, he nice. But I wanted to just say, I'm going to just go a little back a little bit on I think they're Super Bowl contenders because their defense kind of hyped me up that first game. You know, Chandler going stupid like he did.
Right.
Getting them four sacks, whatever he got. They got five or whatever. But, yeah. I'm gonna take a step back on that. I don't think they're Super Bowl contenders, but they will be up there. They will be up there because Kyler and them are clutch. Like, because I felt like they were gonna lose that game at a point. Like, Kyler threw them two interceptions and it was looking bad for a minute. And then he showed up, man. And I'm gonna be the first person to say it before anybody else, you know, jumps on the jock strap. Kyler Murray for MVP this year, maybe. That's what I'm thinking. Now, I also think that they're going to get far in the playoffs. I'm going to take a step back with the Super Bowl, but I'm going to be the first person to say it. Earl, mark my words. Mark my words. I guarantee you're going to hear this on ESPN or something you watching later on, or maybe next week. We got that. You're going to hear this, bro. Somebody going to be like, well, Kyler Murray in the MVP. I'm telling you, I'm way too early MVP. I'm going with Kyler Murray right now because he showed me something in that game. I thought they was going to lose that game. And he showed how clutch he was.
Right. I mean, look, bro. I'm already I ain't saying for MVP and all this other stuff, but I was already on Kyler, so you know how I feel. He's about to go crazy this season. It's his season. Everything else, whatever. It's his season, whether AJ Green stay healthy or not, because AJ Green made a good play at the end of the game.
He got too many weapons, bro. Like, they really surrounded him with too many weapons.
Even the tight end ball, nice. Max Williams, he all right.
He went off. He went off this week.
He all right.
You know, that's a waiver wire.
D-Hop, like, we ain't even talk about D-Hop. We ain't even talk about the running backs. You still got
James Conner and he got Chase Edmonds, and they both – they perfect complementary backs. Like, this, bro, it works. They did what they had to do. Like, they understood the assignment. They really understood the assignment. Real
you pick up J.J. Watt on defense. That helped you out.
That's what I'm saying.
They just got to pay. As long as you can stay healthy.
They just got to pay Chandler, though.
Oh, by far.
Got to pay my man Chandler Jones. Like, you got to pay him, bro.
Oh, by
give
far.
Me, get that man his bag. Him and JJ going to go out there and go crazy. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, they got Buddha out there. They got the young boy that they just drafted. That's nice. I forgot what his name is. I can't remember it, but yeah, I know they got a nice little defense they putting together and shit. So, I don't know. They might make some noise, bro. Kyler, Kyler MVP, man. You might want to throw some money on that. I don't know what's the odds, man. I don't know what's the odds. I should go check
that. Yeah, I like Kyler. I don't know. Derek Carr looking real good, but do I think it's sustainable? Not really.
Hell no, he does this a lot.
I think it's going to be between Kyler and Tom Brady this year. Because Tom just on some other shit this year. He got too many weapons too. So
he's trying to get 50 touchdowns this year.
Yeah, he's trying.
He in the red zone, not even running, bro. That's like, they doing this intentionally.
He's trying to go stupid. So I think it's either going to be him or Kyler. I think Aaron Rodgers, of course, got an outside chance. But We gonna see. But of course he got a chance. And Pat, of course, but that's obvious. But I don't know, bro. Tom Brady looking stupid. As long as AB not out for too long and nobody else don't get nothing wrong with them, they're going to be crazy, bro. Because like you said, their offense too fluid. So it's definitely going to be between him and Kyler. As long as no wild shit don't happen. Not gonna live.
Bro. Yeah. Bro. I just want to tell you this. How much I be on this, man. Y'all need to tune into. I'm just saying, bro. We know what we talking about. The third best odds to win the MVP.
Kyler?
I can't even.
Kyler?
Can you see?
Pat Mahomes, Tom Brady, Kyler Murray.
That's Kyler Murray right there. He has the third best odds. That's Russell Wilson. He has the fourth best. Bro.
I'm telling you. You see what I'm saying? Like, bro. We already be we be there, bro. Before everybody else get on the bandwagon, bro. We already was on here. That's why they need to tune in, man. Tune in. We there. But like I said, my guy might win MVP.
And if y'all listen to me on that Rondell pick, good for you. I got him in my leagues, so
you called it.
Good for you.
You called it. They don't want to listen to us though. Bro. You know what I'm saying,
bro. I don't know. He's different, bro. He going to be next to B-Hop.
I be trying to tell him. Listen, brother. We got it. We be here with it.
Facts. What other game?
That Giants and Washington game, bro. Yeah,
that joint was crazy. It was all types of wild shit happening on Thursday night.
Like, bro, what's going on with these Thursday night games? Like, how we have two good Thursday night games in a row. Like, that's crazy. Like,
those been the best games to bet on if you wanted to. Thursday night and Monday night.
Yo, seriously. Like, that game was stupid. And I mean, leave it to the Giants. I actually wanted them to win that game because I feel like later on in the season, Washington defense is better. I feel like their offense is a little better, too. But the defense really is like, I feel like Washington's going to end up with a better record. Because of their defense. So I was kind of pissed off. I wanted the Giants to win it. But obviously, that makes it easier for the Eagles to win the division because we're going to cook y'all Monday night. Cook y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I like Washington. The Washington defense crazy. But, yeah, leave it to the Giants to jump off sides at the end of the game. The dude misses the field goal. you give him with them a chance, and he hits it like.
Boy, ain't
leave
no
it
way.
To the Giants.
Boy, ain't no way.
Ain't no way, boy.
Boy, ain't no way.
Yeah, that was crazy, bro.
Boy, ain't no way.
I mean, it was a lot of stuff in that game, though. It didn't even have to end up like that because
Darius Slayton got the touchdown.
There you go. If he catch that touchdown, game over. It's game over right there.
Saquon was confident in the knees. It's probably game over because it was a couple jumps that he did some extra stuff. Like, he had the whole outside. He juked back inside to get a couple yards instead. I'm like, man, what a
– hey.
He don't feel comfortable running.
Stole him out. Stole him out.
I am. He said he wasn't ready, so I believe him. But yeah,
stole him out, man.
It's a lot of different things, bro.
Everybody not AP, bro.
Yeah.
Everybody not AP. And that's what people need to understand. Everybody not AP. He is a different breed. That man is an alien. He won MVP off an ACL tear. Like,
bro, I don't even think it's about being AP. I think it's the mental. That's where niggas don't have it. AP mental, just different.
But it's crazy because he said AP was the one who mentored him through the whole process.
Yeah,
Facts.
Still not AP. Man. AP different. AP came back and said, all right, this thing good. I already know I done did my work on this thing. Everything.
I'm the best player in the league off of ACL tear. Yeah. Best player in the league, bro.
Yes.
Off of ACL tear. And that's why he's going to be my favorite NFL player probably for the next 10 years. I don't know. I got to see what these dudes going to do. I haven't seen anybody that makes me want to question AP being my favorite football player of all time. But we ain't got to get into that.
My top two, probably my favorite, is definitely T.O. and then it's probably LT. Something like that. LT, like you can get busy.
I like that.
Something like that, but yeah, we ain't really got to get into all that for real.
AP, I seen AP throw a man out of bounds, grab a man and throw him out of bounds and then run full speed.
Derrick Henry be looking just like that. He just be stiff arming everybody. Of course, he don't be juking as quick and everything as AP, but that stiff arm be looking crazy.
Derrick Henry is unfair, though. He's too big. He's definitely different, but what I'm saying is him and AP is two different players. Like, he's too big.
You remember Marion Barber?
Why wouldn't I?
Marion Barber, the Walmart version of him, Derrick Henry. Maybe not even the Walmart version. He might be the, I don't know, he the Coney version.
I don't even know what to say. I don't even know.
He had a good season or two, but he the Coney version of Derrick Henry. He was one of them super big backs too.
Okay.
Derrick Henry just different though. He's super big and he got the speed on him too. He going right past you if you act crazy. He don't even got to use the stiff arm.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with him. I'm hoping he take me to a chip this year in my league
though. That was a great pick, by the way, because I was taking him if you didn't.
Why would you think I wouldn't take him?
I don't know, but you know our picks always right around each other. I was surprised he slid that far.
Yeah, what did I get? Where did I get him? Fifth, right?
Fifth, whatever, because I was right behind you, so I picked sixth or seventh.
Yeah, I got him fifth. They let him slide because I was going to get him a Kamara. I'm thinking he was going to go, and then I was going to get Kamara because I want Kamara. I wanted Kamara, obviously, because we PPR, but –
right,
you know, drop it to me, and they be throwing screens to him now. I'd be like, all right, they be throwing the ball McNichols in there, though. That should be pissing me off.
Yeah,
but
I ain't gonna hold you. I wanted Derrick Henry. You kind of pissed me off with that job.
Hey man, make the right offer. Anybody's available. I ain't holding on to nobody. I learned that in fantasy. You don't never hold on to nobody too much, because then you be salty as shit. You end up losing.
Talk to me. What you want for Derrick? Man, we could talk off.
Yeah, y'all about to say we're not going to use.
We can talk off. We can talk off. What else? It's a couple things in the NBA, but I did have a couple more things in the NFL before we go anywhere.
You know, we gotta talk about the NBA, but I really don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, I don't really want to either. For real.
Because I'm so tired of fucking talking about it. So, you know, excuse my language.
Oh, yeah,
so
the Packers tired. Bounced back. Aaron Rodgers said niggas just be talking out their ass for real. Okay, cool. I understand. I feel it.
Knew what he was going to do. He still made some bad passes, made some questionable passes in that game and stuff.
He did.
But the one that Marquez Valdes-Scantling down the I'm like, come on, bro. You make that pass all the time. What are you doing, bro? Like, I don't know. He been acting real sketchy.
He hit a couple crazy Jones, too, so, hey.
Yeah, so it's like, stop playing with me, but. The game was closer than it should have been. That
John Italian, the John down Devontae Adams on the sideline. That was a good John.
Yeah, the 50-yard John.
It was a couple good John. He had his plays, man. So, I mean, they bounced back. That's what I was happy to see. Everybody be going crazy after people lose one game.
Facts.
For real. Tua got hurt. The Bills spanked on them.
Bro, they got shut out. That's crazy. You can't get one bucket.
Hey.
Not one.
Sometimes that thing just be straps.
Yeah. Unfortunately. Unfortunately.
Sometimes it just get like that. They That's got strapped crazy. Up. Like that.
Donut.
I don't know what to say about that one. The Bills defense is like that, but I didn't think they was going to score zero. I don't care if you got Jacoby Brissett in the game. I think you can score
a
touchdown, a field goal, something.
Yeah, that's real deep, bro.
That's real deep.
But bro, you know what the big news is?
What's the big news?
What we talked about, 3 weeks ago?
Huh?
Your man, Justin Fields.
Oh, yeah. He's starting.
What did we say? How long we give it?
I think I gave it to week four. I said week four or week six.
I don't even know when I said it, but we definitely was vouching for him. I knew that was the title of the damn episode.
Facts.
My guy got that starting position, which I don't understand. Like, you let him play game one. Maybe y'all win that game. Maybe y'all sitting at 2-0. We said it. When you have a quarterback that can pass and run the ball, it puts pressure on the defense. No matter what, you have to dedicate somebody to watching that quarterback. You have to watch the quarterback, or he's going to eat you alive. Pause.
Facts.
We said it. I mean, they got the win. They play Cincinnati. I mean, Cincinnati tried to come back and try to do what they do, but it wasn't happening. Justin Fields starting now, bro. That Andy Dalton stuff is in the past. Let's go.
My man came in when it was 1-1, not 0-6 or nothing
you
like that.
You feel me in a bad, like, you
when he gets y'all, a chance. I mean, when he had y'all in the playoff race, don't bring Andy Dalton back in as the starter just because, nah. Mm-mm. He about to have y'all in the playoff hunt. Relax. Because the only team y'all got to fight in y'all division, you got to fight. The Vikings going to be a good 7-9, 8-8 regardless every year. But the only team you really got to fight with this year is the Packers if you want the top spot in the division.
And the wild cards and that extra game is gonna be very interesting this year because that extra game, bro. We get one more week of football this year, bro.
The extra game, and they just had added the extra spot in the playoffs, so that's 7 teams on each side. Yeah, so we're getting a lot more football for real.
It's beautiful, bro. It's just a beautiful thing, man. Like, you can't get enough. I love this time of the year, man. Hoodie season, football, all that.
Justin Fields will go crazy this week.
He got to. He don't have no choice, bro.
About to go crazy. No, Denver been letting people score points, too, and he a dual threat quarterback, so I think he could score some points. I think he could definitely score some points through the air and on the ground. Wasn't they saying he had a connection with Mooney or something like that in the preseason?
He went off this week.
Yeah. They're saying he had a connection with Mooney. So we about to see. You still got Allen Robinson. You got Cole Kmet. Still got Jimmy Graham. You got David Montgomery looking crazy.
Got Damian Williams. You can still use him. Super Bowl hero.
What's the name still coming back too, right? Cohen?
Yeah. I think week 7.
Yeah. So. You got some weapons around him. You just got me, Matt Nagy. This is where you about to earn your job, lose your job. Because this is it right here. You got a quarterback that can make the plays. See what Jalen Hurts doing. I know he's another year, another offseason program under his belt. But he was playing well last year, too, when he got in at the end. So,
yeah, you got to give Jalen Hurts a chance, though. He got to get a season under his belt, though. He's still a rookie.
Oh, you mean Justin Fields. Sure.
You just said Jalen Hurts.
Nah, I said I don't want to compare him to Jalen Hurts because I know Jalen Hurts got another offseason and all that under his belt. Like he's not a rookie. He's a second-year player. He got another offseason under his belt. But I said he did play well towards the end of the season, though, when he started for real, except the game that it was pretty much clear that y'all wanted to lose that, Joe. But that's neither here nor there.
Yeah,
I definitely wanted to lose that, John.
I don't know what you're talking about, brother.
I know you don't, but that you mean you don't know what I'm
we
talking
We go out about. Every week to win. We don't go out to take no
not L's. Week 17 or whatever it was the last season.
Listen, brother, we don't go out to take no L's, man.
Nah, y'all went out that week to take a L for sure. He had Sudafed in the game. Sudafed, whatever his name
Sudafed.
Is.
Yeah, he started drawing. We was coming back and he took Jalen out. I said, wait, what? Why are you taking him out? Put Sudafed on that. He called him Sudafed.
You a dickhead. I'm about to take him right up out of here. We ain't trying to win this job. So let me set the next coach up nice.
Yeah, unfortunately. I mean, that's why Dougie had to get up out of there, man.
He's the next coach up nice. He got his ring before he got up out of there, though, so he good. He good. And he got y'all a nice draft pick. He cool.
Hey, man. Dougie P is a legend in my eyes. I love him to death.
He got y'all a ring and Devontae Smith.
I take it.
I take it, baby. I take it. Got us a Heisman winner. Facts. Got our first Alabama player in I don't know how long.
Facts.
I take it.
Then you also get a couple Alabama players this year?
Yeah, we got two.
Yeah.
And then Dickerson and him. So I take it. And obviously, Jalen Hurts was one to Alabama quarterback.
What else? Man, it really wasn't no other crazy shit. No crazy stuff that I don't think I wanted to talk about. I mean, James.
Last thing I wanted to say, and shout out to your man, Tom. Supposedly he was supposed to get on this episode or maybe the next one, but I wanted to talk to him about that Rams and Tampa Bay game.
We are, because if you can record Friday, I'm trying to record Friday.
I can record Friday around this time.
Say less.
But I wanted to talk about that game because they number 1 and 2 in power rankings after week 2. And that's going to be an interesting game. That's going to show whether the Rams is really ready. If they can really, you know what I'm saying, make some noise. I want to talk to a Rams fan about that, though. So I'm going to say what I got
to say. Nigga said I want to talk to a Rams fan.
Real rap. I really do. Because I think Tampa Bay going to cook them.
That's funny as shit. I mean, we going to see. I don't know. Because I like Matthew Stafford a lot in that offense.
So do I.
He's looking crazy.
He's looking ridiculous. That's why I drafted him in fantasy. Yeah. He's another one that might be in the MVP race too.
Yeah, he looking stupid, bro. Looking out of pocket. So, hey, we're about to see, man.
Yes, sir. Week 2, week 3. Week 3 about to get loaded up. You hear me?
Yeah, man, tomorrow. Don't get too crazy with y'all fantasy teams, man. It's early.
Including you, Mr. $21 for J.D. McKissick.
Nah, 31.
31, excuse me. Yes,
sir.
I had
to lock up my handcuff. That's free agency, though.
Hey, man.
It's cool.
I understand. I could dig it.
I had to lock up my handcuff. If anything happened to Gibson, J.D. McKissick is going to have a bigger role. Man, might not be running the ball, but he's going to be in there more regardless. So,
I mean, yeah. But who knows?
He was a league winner last year.
They might bring the boy Patterson in there, the young boy from Buffalo.
Nah, they would. He would probably be the early down.
Was he from Buffalo? He was from somewhere where he scored like 6 touchdowns in a game or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
7 touchdowns. I can't remember where he was from.
They probably bring him in. He'd probably be the first down, second down-ish type of back. But McKissick going to be in there probably every third down.
Yeah, for sure. He definitely the third down back.
Second downs if we passing the ball. You feel me? Like, it's just you gotta have your handcuff in the stash. So
I could dig it. But before we go though, bro, what's your prediction for the Eagles Cowboys game? Score. Come on. Obviously, I know you taking the Cowboys. What's your score? Obviously, I'm taking the Eagles. I could tell you my score from the rip. We're going to win 30-24.
I got Cowboys 31-27, as long as Coop play.
31-27?
Yep.
And what I say, 30-24?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Here you go.
31-27.
We can get up out of here, bro.
For sure. That's episode 94.
I like that.